Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Smart Sex, How to Boost Your Sex IQ and Own Your Pleasure by Emily Morris is a nonfiction guide focused on sexual wellness, communication, and pleasure. Positioned at the intersection of self-help, sexuality education, and relationship advice, the book argues that good sex is not only about technique, but also about self-knowledge, emotional awareness, and the ability to discuss sexual needs clearly. Drawing on science, research, and lived experience, Morse presents an inclusive framework for readers of different genders and orientations. The book is designed to help people understand their own desires, identify barriers to pleasure, and approach intimacy with more confidence and less shame. Rather than treating sex as a narrow set of acts or performance goals, it frames sexual intelligence as a practical skill that can improve both solo and partnered experiences. Its purpose is to give readers tools for better communication, stronger orgasms, and a more informed relationship with their own bodies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sex IQ as a framework for understanding pleasure, not just performance. A central idea in the book is the concept of sex IQ, which Morse uses as a way to describe sexual intelligence in a broader sense than physical technique alone. The framework encourages readers to understand how body awareness, desire, emotional states, and personal history shape sexual experience. This matters because many sex guides focus mainly on mechanics or partner satisfaction, while smart sex treats pleasure as something that begins with self-knowledge. By introducing a structured way to think about sexuality, the book helps readers identify why sex may feel disconnected, frustrating, or inconsistent. The value of the framework is that it turns abstract concerns into areas that can be examined and improved. Instead of assuming that sexual satisfaction is either natural or impossible, Morse presents it as something that can be developed through attention, reflection, and practice. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want a conceptual model for improving intimacy rather than a simple list of tips. Secondly, psychological and physical barriers are treated as key obstacles to pleasure. The book places strong emphasis on the blocks that prevent people from fully enjoying sex, especially shame, stress, trauma, and limited self-awareness. Rather than framing low desire or weak satisfaction as personal failure, Morse treats these barriers as common and understandable parts of sexual experience. That approach is important because it shifts attention away from blame and toward diagnosis. Readers are encouraged to consider what actually interrupts arousal, comfort, or trust. The book also suggests that pleasure is influenced by both body and mind, so sexual difficulties cannot always be solved by changing positions or routines alone. This makes the analysis more realistic than advice that assumes desire is purely spontaneous. By naming psychological and physical obstacles together, Smart Sex offers a more complete view of why intimacy can feel difficult. The practical implication is that readers may need to work on self-acceptance, relaxation, communication, or healing alongside any sexual technique. This integrated approach is one of the book's defining strengths. Thirdly, communication is presented as a core sexual skill. Smart Sex treats communication not as a side issue, but as one of the main ingredients of satisfying sex. Morse offers guidance on discussing topics that many people avoid, including oral sex, boundaries, preferences, and open relationships. The importance of this focus is that sexual pleasure often depends on clarity, consent, and the ability to express desire without embarrassment. Many readers may know what they do or do not like, but still struggle to say it out loud, and the book addresses that gap directly. By presenting communication as a skill that can be learned, Morse reduces the idea that good sexual conversations should happen naturally. This is useful because uncertainty and silence often create misunderstandings, disappointment, or resentment in relationships. The book's emphasis on dialogue also reflects a broader view of intimacy. Sex is not only a private physical experience, but also a shared process shaped by trust and negotiation. In that sense, the communication advice is not auxiliary content. It is part of the book's overall model of sexual intelligence. Fourthly, orgasms are discussed as a topic of knowledge, variation, and improvement. Another major theme is the book's treatment of orgasms, which Morse approaches as something readers can better understand rather than simply chase. The book highlights the truth about orgasms and suggests that more satisfying experiences often come from learning how arousal works, how the body responds, and what conditions support release. This is significant because popular sex advice often turns orgasm into a performance benchmark, which can increase pressure and reduce enjoyment. Smart Sex instead frames orgasm as part of a larger pleasure process, making room for variety and intensity, timing, and meaning. That perspective helps readers avoid the false assumption that one standard experience should define sexual success. By focusing on more plentiful, powerful, and satisfying orgasms, the book connects sexual education with practical outcomes. But it does so without reducing sexuality to a single goal. The analysis is especially useful for readers who want to understand why orgasm can be inconsistent and how better awareness and communication can improve the experience over time. Lastly, being a good lover is defined through collaboration, self-knowledge, and technique. The book challenges simplistic ideas about what makes someone a good lover by emphasizing collaboration and technique together. This is a useful distinction because popular culture often treats sexual skill as instinctive or as a matter of confidence alone. Morse instead presents good lovemaking as something shaped by attentiveness, responsiveness, and willingness to learn from a partner. The collaboration aspect suggests that sex works best when both people contribute information, feedback, and care, rather than assuming one person should lead all the time. At the same time, the book does not dismiss technique. It argues that technique matters, but only within a larger relational and communicative context. That balance gives the book practical depth. Readers are not simply told to be more adventurous or more assertive, but to become more informed and more responsive. This makes the concept of good lovership more realistic and less performative. It also aligns with the book's broader message that sexual confidence grows through knowledge, not through myths about natural talent. In conclusion, Smart Sex is best suited for adult readers who want a sex-positive, research-informed guide to improving intimacy, communication, and self-understanding. It will appeal to people who feel stuck between overly clinical sex education and vague relationship advice, because it gives concrete language for discussing desire, pleasure, and boundaries. Readers in relationships may find the communication sections especially useful, while solo readers can still benefit from the book's emphasis on body awareness, orgasm knowledge, and sexual confidence. What sets it apart from many books in the genre is its combination of inclusivity, practical instruction, and a framework built around sexual intelligence rather than sexual performance. It does not treat pleasure as a mystery or a fixed trait. Instead, it presents it as something that can be understood and developed. The result is a book that is both educational and usable for readers seeking a modern, shame-free approach to sexual wellness that connects science with everyday relationship realities. Smart Sex offers a distinctive and relevant perspective. If you would like to support Emily Morse, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.